This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Jubilation at Yankee Stadium last night as the Yankees clinched their first division title in 15 years, routing the Milwaukee Brewers 19-2. That puts them in the American League playoffs with a chance at the World Series. While the sounds of celebration at Yankee Stadium may have been rare in the 1980s and 1990s, there is one sound at the stadium that has been constant since the glory days of Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, and Whitey Ford. For 46 years, the voice of the Yankees has been the very distinctive voice of Bob Shepard, not on radio or television, but at the ballpark. For some of us lifelong diehard Yankee fans, the sound of his voice announcing the starting lineups and the players as they come to bat is as much the sound of baseball as the crack of a bat. Yesterday, NPR's Melissa Block paid Bob Shepard a visit.
As the Yankees warm up, stretching, spitting, and taking practice hits, Bob Shepard makes a rare visit to the dugout. Slightly stooped, wearing a Yankees championship ring, he's here to nail down an important detail, exactly how to pronounce the last name of one of the Yankee relief pitchers.
I've heard him pronounced three different ways. I say Boehringer. People from New York who are announcing him sometimes call him Boehringer. And then some people from the Midwest call him Boehringer. I want to talk to him personally and find out which pronunciation he prefers.
It's this scrupulous attention to detail that makes Bob Shepard the announcer he is. Finally, he tracks the pitcher down in the locker room.
We'll go with Boehringer.
For 46 years, Shepard has been studiously getting it right in Yankee Stadium. His philosophy, make it clear, concise, and correct. Give information, nothing more.
The public address announcer in my book is not a cheerleader, is not a circus barker, and is not an entertainer. The new breed of public address announcers in the big leagues are very emotional and, I think, pro-home team. You would never know that I was on one side or the other, and I think that impartiality should be maintained.
Shepard's announce booth behind home plate is 6 by 6 feet. He measured. There's a desk, a microphone, and a foot pedal to activate it.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
He's careful to pause, waiting for the slapback echo to reverberate through the stands. For Yankee players, hearing their names ring through Yankee Stadium in Shepard's voice is one of baseball's thrills. Right fielder Paul O'Neill.
It's a familiar voice after day one, and it definitely adds a lot to coming to the plate and just listen to the lineups every night. And these are the things I think that should be kept in baseball because they make it special to come to the ballpark.
Bob Shepard's style has spawned a wave of imitators, among them former Yankee Reggie Jackson.
It makes you feel like you're in the big leagues when you hear his voice.
And for the Yankees, batting fourth, the right fielder, number 44, Reggie Jackson.
I mean, so those are things that, you know, you say as a child, you say in the backyard.
Number 7, Mickey Mantle. Number 7.
And for the Yankees, in left field, number 31, Tim Raines, number 31.
Shepard is by vocation a professor of speech, has been for years. He'll talk with pleasure about liquid L's and medial T's. And even though he won't say them with any greater fervor, he's especially fond of mellifluous names, the ones, he says, with loveliness.
Fernando Viña has a nice flow to it. Jose Valentin is nice. See, a name like Wade Boggs is not beautiful. The Yankees once had a guy named Mickey Klutz. And you wouldn't rave about a name like Klutz.
For slow spots in the game, Shepard always keeps a book on hand. Today, it's the complete Oscar Wilde. He'll announce a batter, get through a few pages, announce again.
And automatically, through some second sense, I know when to look up and when to look down. And I have never missed a batter in 46 years. And I have read hundreds and hundreds of books.
It's not that he doesn't care about the game. He was a solid athlete in college himself.
I still dream about football and baseball. And this kind of rekindles that interest again. And I do kind of see myself out there once in a while. The right fielder, Ruben Rivera.
Shepard never interjects commentary over the PA. There's never a, did you see that? Or what a hit. Even though in the booth, off mic, he can be as enthusiastic as the next fan.
Home run! Home run!
Within seconds, on mic, he's measured and matter-of-fact, even stodgy by his own admission.
Number two, Derek Jeter. Shortstop.
There have been a few slip-ups over the last 5 decades, like the time he was announcing a Giants game in New Jersey and said, "Welcome to Yankee Stadium."
Oh, I could die. 76,000 people. It's the wrong stadium.
But mostly it's the steadiness, the quiet calm, the class of Shepard's announcing that's gained the devotion of fans like Irv Krieger from the Bronx.
It's a Yankee tradition with Bob Shepard. I grew up with him. I've been to Fenway, been to Baltimore, the old Municipal Stadium. Nobody on the PA sounds like Bob.
The designated hitter, number 39, Darryl Strawberry.
As the Yankees pile on run after run, coasting towards their division-clinching win, Bob Shepard imagines a quieter game, a game without all the modern technical hoopla, maybe even without him on the PA.
Wouldn't it be something wonderful? The second baseman, Fernando Viña. No organ, no jazz, no commercials. Just the pitcher and the players. And quiet. Wouldn't that be a wonderful, wonderful change?
Shepard says he's never sure that people are really listening to him anyway. He's doing his job right, he says, if he's invisible. But no true Yankee fan can imagine a home game without Shepard's voice, stately and dignified, leading the way.
And for the champion, New York Yankees.
I'm Melissa Block in New York.
Number 19. Luis Soho, number 19. The designated hitter, number 13, Jim Leyritz, number 13.